Welcome, everyone, to the Home Care Hub, the podcast for the Home Care Advocacy Network. My name is Mark Goetz. I'm the president and CEO of the Home Care Advocacy Network. And today we have a very special guest, Mr. Aaron McMartin, VP of Development for the Home Care Advocacy Network. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to be here.
Yeah. Aaron, where are you at in the world today?
So this morning I am in Castle Rock, Colorado, where it is sunny and is going to be in the low to mid 60s, which is extraordinary for December. Pretty happy about that.
Very nice. Very nice. Not good for the ski towns out there hoping for a big dump of snow, but it is nice to extend the fall for a little bit longer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so they can make their own snow. So
that's anyway, right.
They can survive.
However they do that. never understood it. So today, Aaron, we're going to be discussing what we're considering a reshaping of the funnel for senior living. And it's really a discussion about innovation and how the Home Care Advocacy Network can help senior living organizations and entrepreneurs, of course, innovate their own lives, but for a senior living organization, innovating how they deliver services and who they deliver services to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, Aaron, tell me a little bit about what you do for HCAN and tell me a little bit about, give me a personal fact about yourself.
Okay. Well, I've been in franchising, Mark, for almost 14 years now. And so I've spent most of that time in a development role, helping franchise organizations grow through bringing in the right franchisees. I've also spent some time in franchisee support and operations, supporting new franchisees as they came into the system and struggling franchisees, creating a support mechanism for them. You know, a lot of franchise people who are looking at franchises, when they come in, they expect a set of system and processes that's going to lead them to success. That's going to be kind of a plug and play type of program where they just do what they're told and they accomplish great things. Unfortunately, a lot of people also come in and want to reinvent things right away.
Sure.
And so those people tend to struggle because they're not following the system. They're not plugging and playing. They're saying, well, this is the first thing I'm going to change. And then they start their list of all of these things they want to do differently. And obviously the reason they're paying, a royalty and a percentage of their income to another organization is because that organization has that system. They have that ability to go in and do things the right way. It's been proven. They've made the mistakes. And so, I really enjoy being a part of HCAN and this organization where we're very, very specific and choosy, really, of the people that we're going to work with. Those that are a great... they're a great fit for our culture. They're a great fit for our team. They're an expansion of who we are, not just someone who wants to run a business like ours, but run a business the same way that we do and service their clients with the same passion and the same enthusiasm that we do. And so, that's why it's great to work with this organization and be a part of it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So tell me something personal about yourself.
Let's see, something personal. I've got five kids, Mark.
You have five? I didn't know that, I don't think.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought you had less than me.
Yeah, no, our oldest is 27. Our youngest is 11. So we've got quite a variety, and four of five still live at home. So we've got a full house here.
Congratulations.
Keep us busy, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, great. You're a resident of Colorado, but you're not from Colorado originally, are you?
No. So I grew up, most of my childhood was spent in a little town called Granger, Indiana, just outside of South Bend, Indiana. That might be a little bit more familiar to those.
Sure.
And spent a lot of time. That's why I'm very comfortable with snow here in Colorado, because we've got the lake effect snow up there. And I graduated from Purdue, moved out to Colorado a week after graduation, and I've loved it ever since.
Great. Well, Aaron, let's jump into our discussion today. We're talking about reshaping the funnel for senior living. We're talking about franchising. We need to keep bringing it together for our listeners and for those who are following HCAN, what exactly we're doing. So one of the things I want to lead off with is that if you're a senior living provider if you are not providing services to your future resident, someone else is. We've said that quite a bit this year. We do have a graphic that we'll share with this podcast that really lays out what our vision is for senior living. And the idea is that senior living should create a strong and well-supported private duty senior care arm of their current business. So in private duty or in senior care, there is a range of services from companionship and respite care and personal care services, along with dementia-related services. So if you're a decision maker, so decision makers, generally speaking, are 40 to 70-year-old females. And I say that because that's statistically who makes the majority of the decisions for a home care purchase. Mm-hmm. You're a 40 to 70-year-old female, and that's about 90% of the people purchasing home care. You see mom, and that's mom is about 85% of the client base. Mom and 15% of the client base is dad. So 85% of the time it's mom, 15% dad, who is starting to fail and or they're starting to see signs of maybe wear and tear. And that decision maker then, and you know, there are other family factors as well. So if you're in that position, you've been a family caregiver or you are a family caregiver, and like you, you know, you have five kids and you're trying to keep up your own household and you're trying to do your best to take care of mom as well. And people who are home care purchasers, generally speaking, who reach out, it's a values-based reach out. It's because they really care and they're seeing that they can't do it all themselves. And that's usually when they reach out. So what we're seeing within senior living, we see the largest captive, so to speak, really in the world that has been, relatively speaking, really not utilized, been primarily utilized for care on site, which is great, which is why people, you know, in that, you know, why seniors reach out and they want to move somewhere either to independent or assisted, you know, and then on to skilled living scenarios. But where home care really comes in, it comes in oftentimes months or sometimes even years before that first senior living purchase. So when we say, if you're not providing services to your future resident, someone else is, what has happened is home care companies have sprouted up everywhere because it's the ability to your ability and your success in home care is predicted by your ability to recruit and retain and provide a great employee experience for the caregivers that work for you. And the reason why we believe at HCAN, the funnel is being reshaped is not only COVID factors this year where we saw people leave senior living communities. And then if they left a senior living community and you didn't have one of those like your own home care service, they left in a vacuum and they left to one of your partners. And I say that in quotation marks. These are great companies, many of them providing great services in the home care space, but that senior now is at home and the partner that they just went home with, you know, you may not get that client or that resident back. If they had gone home with your own service, you retain them as a client, you continue to provide a reasonable continuity of care with your organization and you're not giving them over to another organization.
That's right. Yeah, it really works. It works both ways, Mark. It's the pre-facility need that these individuals have that you can tie into, and then of course it is with COVID the way that it's been. A lot of people are sitting there wondering, am I going to see mom again if I don't get her out of here now? Or are they going to shut things back down?
Right.
And I'm not going to be able to see her for the next 6 months. So you're right. These organizations already have the passion for service. they're already in the business of helping these individuals.
Absolutely.
So they're already led by these people who want to help these seniors. And whether it's before they have the need for actual facility services, or whether it's because of the fact that something like COVID comes around and brings them out of that environment, the ability to maintain that relationship, to begin that relationship, to maintain it, then you've got these people understanding that this organization wants to service us from the very beginning, at the very early stages when they're not ready to move into a facility, all the way through. And that's extraordinary as they're thinking about someone, who am I going to trust? Who am I going to have this relationship with?
Yeah, 100%. And so when we, going back to, my career when I was just in home care. So, I worked for one of the largest, Omaha is, that's where our headquarters are. Omaha is unique because we have two of the top five senior home care franchises in the world here, franchise systems. Right. And it's very interesting. As when I transitioned from home care into senior living, where I oversaw home care companies inside of senior living, there wasn't a real awareness of home care companies and how large they had become. And I was kind of shocked by that. Equally, I was shocked by how little I knew about senior living coming out of the home care world. So
right.
That was that's really what HCAN is about. It's bringing those two worlds together.
And you and I, Mark, have talked about the fact that when you were in that space, you were encouraged to keep the end user out of the senior living facilities for as long as was possible, because then they cease to be your client.
That's right.
And so it's, you have this dichotomy, don't you, of these organizations working together a little bit right now, where, there are the home care offering, the individuals that are offering the home care service that are almost competing with the facilities, but at the same time wanting to seem like they're buddies with them, right?
Yep.
So that they can have that relationship and maybe utilize that to their benefit. The senior living facilities think, I've got this friend on my side that's going to be sending me business. Well, the truth is it has to get to the worst possible case before they actually send you that business. And so the ability to provide a service that's integrated, where you're not afraid to send them to the facilities when their need arises, because you're the one providing that service for them and you've already got that relationship with them. That's extraordinary. So the question of why aren't more people doing this? That's a huge question. Why isn't everybody doing this? And I think the answer really does come down to, I think a lot of these facilities or organizations have probably tried to do this in the past and they're just not great at everything. And so something doesn't work. Right. A part of the process that can get them to that place of success just fails because they're not great at marketing it, or they're not great at the operations of it. They don't know the ins and outs of it. They haven't learned all of those lessons. Right. They don't know. And so they go and they make all the mistakes and they unfortunately figure out, okay, this isn't working for us.
Yep.
But the ability to plug into a system like HCAN that becomes a white label type of model that we may get to today. But it's a kind of a support to what they're doing, but they don't have to go out and learn those lessons for themselves. They don't have to create that marketing engine for themselves or the systems and processes for themselves. Someone's already done that. They can just plug into that. That gives them the opportunity to have a successful model that they can just make a part of their model and be successful at doing so without learning those lessons, which is, they're hard lessons to learn.
Yeah, 100%. So if you're a senior living provider, your residents and the families that you serve, what they actually want, and this is kind of, sometimes this goes on behind the scenes. So if you're a senior living provider, these are conversations oftentimes that you're left out of. Sometimes they'll, they may talk to the marketing person that helped bring them in or bring the family in to the senior living community. But the family still over time may want choice, assistance, right, and relationship. And so when we think about choice, assistance, and relationship, and having your own private duty home care business that delivers companionship and respite care, personal care services and dementia related services as an additive on site, it just, you know, it's a home run. Now, being able to extend those services and be your own competitive agency and service off campus, so that, and that's really the funnel that we're talking about, reshaping the funnel. So
yep.
Now, what HCAN is working to do for senior living providers is creating a funnel where you can build your own private duty business under your own brand that then we help with. And we're going to work through some of the challenges that have been kind of natural. And I think some of it is just the human condition. So one of the greatest workout videos years ago that I saw, I think his name was Tony Horton. He had said, don't say that you can't do pull-ups. Say, I can't do pull-ups yet. And I think right. what happens is people who have gotten into this business, or they've tried to start this a home care opportunity and to widen the funnel for the organization, they've started it and then it's gotten hard. And yes. it's gotten hard. It gets complicated. It's grossly underestimated at times in terms of what it takes to actually run an effective organization and deliver quality care. And,
absolutely.
You know, just like working out, you quit, you move on to something else. You say it's too hard. It just didn't work for us. You know, it just didn't work in our market, et cetera. You know, you come up with the reasons either as an organization or a leader to explain it away. And I think why we exist in part is twofold. I mean, we see that this isn't going to be a fit for every senior living organization. And so the markets that HCAN is seeking to invest our time and resources into, if we don't have a senior living organization there, we will look to the entrepreneur community to open up their own competitive senior care business in that community if we can't find that right fit from a culture perspective with the senior mm-hmm. living operator, which we'll cover in another podcast, just talking about culture, the importance of culture really driving your service model. Because ultimately, if you're building a business within a business that we're helping you with, you have to be focused on quality care, because that is the number one thing that that these decision makers are looking for. So if you can, you know, our line of sight is the funnel really starts years, either months or years before an entree into a senior living community. And if you can harness those relationships sooner, what it allows you to do is build your caregiver base. And what that allows you to do is it allows you to grow those employees through your organization into, you know, from a caregiver that might be a certified nursing assistant. They might not be. They just, maybe they go through our own training that we provide our franchisees. And then they move as a progression into a certified nursing assistant if they don't have that already. Or, right. And then they move into an LPN. So you're building your caregiver base along with you're building your client base. So now, you know, let's say, for instance, in an agency that has 120 clients on an annual basis, you're yeah. going to have anywhere from 30 to 40% of those clients that are looking for a senior living opportunity at any given time. So instead of paying services like a Place for Mom to, you know, for a lead that they have actually generated off of your own organic marketing, you're able to build the relationship with the family because you're already taking care of them.
That's right.
And, you know, the third area is, you know, you're building your caregiver base, your client base, you're building a whole new business base then that then can funnel into either a senior living opportunity, or you're just going to continue to be a long-term provider of service to that family. So it opens up more mission opportunities for your organization. And that's really what we're talking about when we talk about widening the funnel, getting into the senior services business. And let's talk about, you know, maybe some of the challenges and some of the solutions to the problem today. And we won't give it all today, but we'll at least be able to get into it. So let's talk about synergies. There are synergies. Like, let's just talk openly. What are the synergies between senior living and home care, and why it would at least intuitively make sense for a senior living company to embrace a home care model? What are some of your thoughts? Yeah.
And so as I already mentioned, you've already got the passion for service there, right? You've already got the individuals and the type of client that they want to service, that is an absolute synergy. That's kind of the no-brainer.
Yep.
You've got the culture, very likely, the culture of service. Each one of these organizations that we've spoken with so far, while they have very different mission statements, they all align almost identically with ours because it's an organization that's built around that kind of service. And so that synergy is already there. They're already in the market. And so they've already got a name probably that has been built, right? A reputation that the community knows who they are. They've very likely been involved in community events and things like that. So if they're not offering home care at this point, people already know their name. And so if they were to approach the community with, we are now servicing you within your own home as a initial part of our service offering, people are going to know that reputation already. They're going to know those individuals already. So there's a great deal of synergy there. You're not starting from scratch where we would be if we talked with an individual that wanted to start this on their own. Very likely they would be starting from scratch. And so, you know, as you talked about the ability to offer someone services beyond home care, you know, you've got the ability to say, we've got resources. As an individual, you'd say, here are our limited resources, right? Yep. But as an organization, you could say, we've got unlimited resources that will take your loved one all the way through to the final stages. This is just the first part of that. And so that's outstanding to be able to approach someone. And you and I have talked about, Mark, a lot of these facilities, since we're talking about facilities, have waiting lists. Yeah. These are people that are just waiting to get in, right?
Right.
So the ability to say, by the way, we're going to be able to help mom or dad much sooner while they're waiting for the facilities, or while you're waiting for them to get to the phase that they're actually going to need it, there are these other things that we can provide that they probably need right now that can relieve some stress on you,
yep,
the daughter, in most cases. And you said 90% of the time. Most of the time, these individuals, this is not all that they do. As you said, they might have kids that they're dealing with, maybe another job. And so the ability to relieve stress on that individual, you talk about their ability to have choice. But once you've given them the opportunity to relieve stress that early in the process, it's not much of a choice. They may look at other places because maybe they're a little bit cheaper, but then they think about, you know, I already know these people.
Right.
They're already taking care of mom. And so why would I need to worry about a place that was, you know, a few dollars cheaper each month when I already know these people and they've already earned my trust?
Yep.
And so that synergy is absolutely there. So those are the things that come to mind is, you know, when I think about why this makes sense and how this synergy works.
Yeah. So I go back to my experience. So I was fortunate enough, the organization I had worked with previously, I was in something called the Leading Age Leadership Academy, and it was a fantastic experience overall. I was partnered with, I think there were a total of 50 of us across the United States and all aging services leaders. And a part of the program within Leading Age is to expose up-and-coming leaders to other leaders, and that many of our common challenges are solved through collaboration. And so as part of the structure, we were able to go to other senior living communities. So we went to Portland, we went to North Carolina. This was all during the year, during 2018, 2019.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a fantastic experience, but one of the locations that we went to, and this is where I knew that we were really on to something with the idea. So the idea of the Home Care Advocacy Network started in 2018 as we began to build and work with a team called or a company named Franchise Dynamics to work through the business operations manual and the owner's manual and the financial model behind a senior living organization running and operating its own home care business. But at one of these locations during the Leadership Academy, they had a home care business. And, you know, at the onsite, there was an announcement, and it was, and this isn't anything against this organization, this is a fantastic organization that we went to, during our visit. And the announcement was that they were going to be taking home care off campus. And it was a big announcement. I don't know any other way to say it. And I just thought to myself, well, of course you should take it off campus. Like, it should have started off campus. It should have been built for off campus. It should have.
Right.
So, cause that's really the home care model that is oftentimes underestimated within the senior living world. It seems easier than it is. It seems less complicated than it is. Like, it takes less support, but when you're sending an employee to work 8 miles off campus with one of your future residents, that is inherently a little different than sending somebody down the hall to work with somebody.
Of course.
But that's all we did in the home care world and the home care franchising world was we didn't have a campus. We worked on campuses. We worked wherever, in whatever territory we were working in. So that's when I kind of knew that we're really onto something, because if this is a big announcement for a great organization that they're going to take home care off campus, how many other people were, you know, maybe in a position where they were just flat-footed from a leadership perspective, they hadn't considered it, or there is the need to keep employees safe, like all of those things that might come up in the discussion about doing home care off of their geography. So that's really where we started. So, you know, it's to get to the people in our line of sight that are living at home as well, and they want choice, they want assistance, and they want relationship. Now, most clients will oftentimes reject the caregiver the first time, but then almost 100% accept the caregiver's help. But it's really the decision maker, the 40 to 70 year old who's looking for help for mom, that initiates that relationship. So that's really the vision, is to help senior living organizations get into that business, get into it successfully, and to compete locally, not just on their own campus, but off their campus, which is so important to widening the funnel. So, Aaron, I think what we're going to do today, I think this would be an appropriate time to conclude, and then we'll move into part two next week as we talk about the synergies. We'll get deeper into the synergies that are really there between senior living and home care. And then we'll talk about some of those solutions that the Home Care Advocacy Network can provide, but also just, you know, how we can be a resource to those that are thinking it through. They kind of like the idea, you know, a quote unquote, a CCRC, a continuous care retirement community without walls, and how they can do that. We can kind of help them dream and envision what that should look like in the future. So
absolutely.
You know, again, I want to thank everybody for their time today. We've been on with Aaron McMartin, the Vice President of Development for the Home Care Advocacy Network. The Home Care Advocacy Network is a business format home care franchise for senior living providers and an entrepreneur-driven franchise for those who want to be their own boss and make a difference and play a role in the senior care industry. So thank you for your time. This is Mark Goetz. Thank you, Aaron. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Mark.